Sweden's government today proposed another temporary cut in petrol and diesel prices at the pump to counter rising fuel prices stemming from the war in the Middle East. The measure, expected to cost 7.7 billion kroner, is part of a 17.5 billion kroner crisis package that the government will put before parliament before the summer recess. A 12-year-old girl has been found guilty of throwing two hand grenades in Borås, southwest Sweden. The grenades, which never detonated, were found outside an apartment building. The youngster appeared before a court in a so-called evidentiary hearing, where a determination of guilt can be reached, but no sentence can be given for any crimes committed under the age of 15. The number of people who died at home and were only discovered after at least a month increased in 2025 compared to the previous year, news agency TT reports. 309 people who died at home last year were only found after a minimum of 4 weeks, according to new statistics from the National Board of Forensic Medicine. That's more than the previous year's figure of 281. As in previous years, a vast majority are men, while 6 out of 10 of the deceased were over 65 years old. The largest increase was in the region of Stockholm. And Sweden's Felicia is through to Saturday's final of the Eurovision Song Contest in Vienna, after making it through Tuesday night's first semi-final with her song My System. However, with 3 days left of the showpiece final, Felicia has apparently lost her voice, cancelling all interviews on Wednesday. She's not sick, though, but merely needs to rest her voice for Saturday. Radio Sweden's Chris Boswell did manage to catch a word with the singer coming off stage last night. And you can hear that interview by going into our homepage, radiosweden.se, or find it through the Sveriges Radio app. Those were Wednesday's headlines. Tomorrow's a national holiday, and we'll be back again on Friday. I'm Suri Dutt. Have a good evening.